Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, good evening, friends. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Talk Radio. Just want to kind of wish everyone a happy holidays and a prosperous new year. And we're going to kind of do things different tonight. I know with a big topic that's been talked all over the websites and stuff, I guess we're going to start it off by saying we put in a call to the South Georgia Motorsport personnel and kind of wanted to have one to come on board to kind of give a idea of, can they explain, at least put some type of closure to all the rumors and stuff that's going on. So hopefully Tim, that's the general manager of the South Georgia Motorsport track, would be on sometime tonight, or either one of the personnel of the South Georgia Motorsport Raceway. So if any of you guys listening now, just press 1 on the phone and we kind of bring you on in and kind of let you give an update, at least give the racing fans some type of information on for us to try to put a closure to all this room. We got one caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line, 4677. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, this is Tim from South Georgia Motorsport Park.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. It's nice to have you aboard. Maybe you can kind of clear up some of the rumors or whatever and see if I can put some closure to this.
As far as the cup race that we're doing in April, I guess if, there's not much to clear, I guess. I mean, according to them, the wheels officially fell off negotiations Monday, and we're still going to move forward with a race of our own and still do our own deal, just like we had originally intended. We're as of today, we're going to work on a different name than what we were going to be with the Manufacturers Cup deal. We want to make sure that there's no confusion about what we're doing versus what they're doing. We're still moving forward with the same schedule, the same everything, and pretty much the same thing that it was before.
Okay. So basically you're going to have the same classes and everything as if it was, you know, an official cup race or?
Especially as of right now, yeah, we're going to do that because, you know, our pro mod deal that we do there in April should be off the chain because you're going to be able to come there the first week in April, then do the ADRL the next weekend. So that should be pretty much a win-win for all the pro mod guys. They can come there the week before, get their bike situated and be ready to go for the next weekend too, so they can hit two races in 2 weeks, and then they only spend 7 days or 8 days, so they can actually, you know, coach the SGMP for two events and basically 2 weekends there back to back.
Okay.
So, the pro mod thing is going to be really good. But yeah, we're going to stay forward with the pro street deal. We're definitely going to still do the grudge racing thing like we've been doing, only we'll do it better because, we like grudge racing and we've always been a big part of that deal too. So the grudge race guys have kind of taken a beating over there the last few events with cut back over there. So we're going to do that as well and pretty much keep everything moving forward with the way it was going to be and keep it going.
Okay. So basically the grudge, that's going to be like at the end towards the ending of it, is like, would it be able to race, grudge race in between rounds, or is it going to be a class for the grudge races, or are you just basically?
Probably like what we did last time, do something on Friday after the qualifying is done, run grudge until around 10, 11 o'clock, depending on how many bikes we have, and do the same thing on Saturday, run grudge between eliminations of Pro ET and Street ET as well.
Okay.
Is what we had done in the past. We do apologize because there was some confusion at one of the events that we did with the grudge guys kind of took a back seat to the Pro ET and Street ET guys, and that was not by any fault of ours. That was something that was beyond our control because we actually weren't coordinating the events at that time. With us being now separated from the manufacturers, it was a little more flexibility to do what we need to do and be able to accommodate everybody in a better way and, hopefully it'll work out better for everybody.
Okay. Okay, and with the pro mod class you were talking about, are you going to do quarter mile, 8 mile, or maybe?
It'll be 8 mile.
Okay.
We're going to try to keep it the way that Mike said for, as far as, the 8 mile has always done pretty good down there. I'm working on some rules right now. I don't know. We may make some changes. I'm not 100% sure on that deal right now. I got my guys working on that deal. Historically, I like to keep about the same thing that my rock deal is doing. I know there's some discussion about the turbo bikes out there and what they want to do. So
right.
Just that we stay put where they're at. Don't get too carried away just yet. We'll see what's going to happen as far as the turbo bikes go.
Okay.
I don't want to jump the gun yet. I want to look at it and make sure we have all of our facts together of exactly how strong they are or they're not, and the nitrous guys, and make sure that everybody's playing on a level playing field to make sure that there's no confusion with anything.
I gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, I think that puts a lot of, wondering minds to kind of rest. I mean, because with all the information that was floating around the websites and stuff, I mean, it was just getting worse and worse. So,
it's an unfortunate situation with everything that happens between us and the manufacturers. We tried to a bitter end to try and make this deal work, and I know they had a press release today that said basically that we're no longer affiliated and that negotiations broke down. Negotiations did not break down on my end of the deal. I was still negotiating until Monday, and when I got the email, it said that they were no longer part of our deal. So, I left the door open even up as far as yesterday to try and keep the door open to try and negotiate. I still would like to fix this deal. This is just not good all the way around to the sport of motorcycle drag racing at all, because all it's going to do is separate bike count and stuff. And it's just not good. It's not healthy, and it's not productive for what we need, not productive, I guess, for the product we're trying to sell. So
right.
In all reality, this is an unfortunate deal because the end result is, at the end of the day, the drag racers are the ones who takes the beating on the deal. It's not the tracks and not the promoters and stuff, but, nobody's come on here and said, about how much of a beating the racers take and have to, make them make a decision on what they have to do as well. And they get stuck in the middle of where they got to go to. Well, it's not good all the way around for the whole sport.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I do understand.
Hopefully we'll keep on moving forward. We've always been pretty much racer friendly over there as far as motorcycles go. We have those events with, with Dano. We have some good, great grudge events with Dano over there. We do some great grudge events with Ronnie. And we got some big plans for 2013 for our Motor Fest thing about the middle of February with Ronnie and. You've got the car guys going to be there. We got, I think, two or three events playing with Dano for the grudge bike thing that we're going to do again probably in the middle of the year. We got another one scheduled for later on with Dano. So we got a lot of good things coming up. We have the drag radio thing at the end of February and in September as well, and all of our bracket racing in between. We got a full schedule, so this isn't going to get us down. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to build it, make it bigger and better than it was before, and keep on going forward with it.
Okay. Okay.
If you guys are getting a bunch of racket too, by the way, I am on a train heading to New York, so if it's a little bit, you know, loud over there, that's what the problem is.
Okay. No problem. It sounds like you have good reception. I mean, even though you are in transit. But,
yeah. So, I mean, I said, if anybody has any questions they want to ask her, they have anything they want to know about to clarify any confusion or anything, just email me at, you know, timatracesgmp.com or get a hold of Wade at waderacesgmp.com or call the main office, you know, get on the website, look under, you know, racesgmp.com and feel free to get a hold of Wade or myself or talk to Kim. And,
okay,
we'll try and get everybody headed in the right direction and do whatever we need to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess racing fans, I guess you heard it from the management at South Georgia Motorsport. So I guess in April we'll look forward to the Manufacturers Cup. We shouldn't call it that, but I mean, whatever name that you all have, you know, in place of it, but we still kind of look forward for it.
Yep. And don't forget, you know, like I said, we got that big grudge thing coming up with Ronnie's stuff and, you know, Dano's stuff too. So, you know, like I said, we got a full schedule. We're going to keep on moving forward and keep on doing our things.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have these little bumps in the road as you go. So, but if you guys need anything else, you feel free to call, and I'll be happy to come on any time and answer any more questions you guys might have.
I sure will. And, Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I mean, you're more than welcome to listen in if you want to, or if not, you know, we'll maybe later on sometime call you and invite you back on to the show.
But anytime you guys want to, I appreciate you having me on.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right, guys, I guess that's probably was the late breaking news that we had. At this time now, if we had any more callers wanted to kind of brief us on any kind of news or information that's going on, feel free now to raise your hand and we can get a topic discussion going. We can go on up into some grudge racing. I think I have one question that's directed for us with the races that's being moved on to the other track, which is Brothers. I think how many races would be probably affected for driving the extra distance, or would you continue to go to the Manufacturers Cup? Whatever. I should break myself from saying that. But for the race in April at South Georgia Motorsport. Okay. Any updates for us in the racing or whatever going on? I was hoping somebody from the Bradenton crew or in that state would come on and kind of give us an update from the racing event last week. I know several races were supposed to go down, but they didn't happen. And I was hoping one of the parties or something could come on and kind of give us an update or some type of information on the reason. And it didn't, and then will this race be scheduled for another race later on in the year or next year? I know it was in talks for another rematch at a neutral track, maybe halfway between the two parties, but I don't think it's actually gone any further than that. So with that being said, actually, do we have anybody from the area over there in Texas we was reading to where that was a track closing over there in that area? I think if any Texans are on the line, can you kind of come on and give us a update or some type of description of the track? I want to say it's the I can't think of the track name exactly. Do we have any Texans on the line? If so, press one, maybe where you can come on and give some information. Okay. Christmas list. For some of the races, I know we all do them. Do we have like a wish list for your Christmas? I know some guys probably going to want some nitrous setups or turbos or something for your Christmas. Do we have anybody on here kind of want to chime in and give you like a little Christmas list? Anything you wanted to wish happen for you for Christmas or for the new year? For it coming in or any races you missed doing this year, and then you want to kind of capitalize on them for the beginning part of the next year? We can open up the line now and have you come on and give that. If not, we'll move on. I think everybody's kind of being quiet and sad tonight. Georgia, we got several races that's coming up, I think, next year. We have Fat Tuesday that's going to be in Hub City. Dragway, I think that's going to be February the 9th. We also have another Mardi Gras race, which is going on down in State Capitals, which is going to be February the 23rd. And I want to say in March area, which is going to be March the 30th, we have the Twigs race, which is going to be taking place. And I want to say it's in April the 6th, I believe, this race going on at Rockingham Dragway. And then you're going to have another race following that, I want to say Hub City, but can't quite. Do we have anybody who want to come on and make some announcements for us? Any racing, any events they want to kind of put out there on the air at this time? If so, press on one now and we can liven up your mic. All right, next up, Miss Erica, if you're online, please say hi. Okay. Another thing, too, I wanted to make an announcement, too. It looks like Custom Cut has his hands for it in February. I know it's about 3, 4, 5 races that he has, I shouldn't say he has, negotiations is another word I could probably use. So do any of you guys think for 2013 that he would come out racing this year, or is it going to be the same old for us with the 2012 season, or it's going to be the same repeat for 2013? I think come February, he has a lot of to proven. So I'm thinking that with this next year coming, I think it's going to be some racing. I hope a lot of more races get to go off. But at this time here, let's see, we're going to have line 46 show. Mike is open.
How you doing, Chris? What's going on?
What's Custom Pick? I can't call him, man. What's going on?
Not much. First of all, I want to say, that Bradenton, you know, that was a good turnout. You know, it was a lot of cars, but it was a couple of bikes down there, probably like 18 bikes. Lil Mike was struggling, having some problems, so we never did get the race off, but he agreed to come to South Georgia Motorsports to race me.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, we didn't have nothing locked in, but I know him real good, so he's cool. And to get on that subject about South Georgia Motorsports and Bradenton, I don't see how Spider-Man and all them other guys going to stop, because there's not enough stopping room down there.
Okay.
Them miles per hour bikes, there's not enough stopping room. There's only one turnoff, and that's the last one.
Okay.
You know, and if you break, I mean, you got to push it all the way down to the last one. It's not even a first turnoff. It's only one turnoff.
Really?
You know,
okay.
I don't know how they're gonna arrange that, but I know where I'm going. I'd be in Cecil.
Okay.
I'd be in South Georgia. But to get on that first of the year topic that you put on, that you stated, yes, I do have a lot of races scheduled over there February 23rd. But them guys, I think they're just talking, trying to get up on my skin. But you know, I'm coming anyway. Regardless, we're gonna be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, so you think, Brandon and Truck, you're saying that the track is not a whole lot of stopping room, basically?
No, that's the only problem. Now, as far as hooking, it's like 2% up from the South Georgia Motorsports. I mean, that track hooks. I mean, it was hooking the weekend. It was hooking, but it's no track better than that off the track.
Okay.
I mean, my 60-foot was there, everything was there, but it's just the stopping room. I don't see how them top fuel bikes or pro mod bikes gonna be able to slow down. If they slow down, they'll have to get out the gas right at the finish line.
Okay.
Right at the finish line.
Okay. Yeah, man.
But I mean, it's so much sand and black dirt down there. I mean, it's set up good, but for all that crowd and all the spectators and racers, nah, I don't think they got enough.
Okay.
No.
Man, with your setup, man, I was trying to think of the person I had for you, man. This the ending for you this year, man. You're just gonna chill out for like January sometime, come out and tune in and get ready for February, or you gonna try to get more adventure?
Nah, actually, I'm saving everything, you know, because I told y'all when I raced cocaine the last time, that was a fresh motor, fresh build. So, actually, I'm going to ride that build February the 23rd.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back in the shop and get ready for the cup, well, you know, the cup race or whatever they want to call it, the Vadosta race.
Right, I got you.
You know, so we're going to, after the 23rd of February, we're going to go back in the shop and put the new motor on, we'll be ready for that offer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm shutting it down. There's no more racing out of me. Don't call me out. Talking about race me after Christmas. Nah, I'm shutting it down until like a couple of weeks before the February 23rd.
Okay. Tell me, is that US 19 track? Has the track been redone, or is it still...
Well, they're in the process of, actually it's shut down now. They're in the process of, you know, negotiating about, I guess, redoing it. But I'm going to tell you this, Chris. When they start actually redoing it, I'm going to make it my personal business to go over there and take pictures and film a video to let everybody know what's being done.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not taking my bike over there unless they redo it. They're talking about ripping up the starting line all the way to the 60-foot and just totally redoing it. So if they do that, they got my vote, and I will come back over there, and hopefully other races will too.
Okay.
You know, but
is the track just in bad of shape? I mean, cause we were down there one year, it just seemed like the bikes just had some problems, you know. But I was down there one year when Rob was out with the Dolphine bike, and man, those bikes was lifting the wheels, you know, down the track, whatever.
That track now had like two different owners, but it's got a Bobby Childs on it now, and he's putting together a team, a prep team. You know, that's what the track been lacking, a prep team, but he's putting together a good team, and I think the track really gonna be there for 2013. Yeah, but I'll keep you posted on that. And actually, I kind of get you his number, and y'all can kind of talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because we may even invite him on the show or something to kind of come on and, you know, talk about the improvements and the stuff of facility and the type of events or whatever he's looking for 2013. And,
right.
You know, and just kind of open up the bridge, the gap between, you know, the tracks and the races and stuff.
Right.
I'm sure race still going on down there in Florida. I think they run around the clock.
Yeah, it was like 81 degrees down there. I mean, it was hot enough you could go to the beach and actually get in the water. It was hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hot. I mean, it was lovely down there. I mean, I think Caleb showed up down there. I saw Speedy. Saw a couple of other guys, but, you know, it was a good turnout. Everybody, you know, stayed in their place. Wasn't nobody trying to get loud or trying to call me out on the slide. Everybody stayed in their place. Even Caleb kind of stayed hush, and I commend him on that. Caleb, you're a good sport for doing that. Stay in your place.
Okay. Yeah, because we didn't hear any negative stuff really going on, so that was good. That's good all the time when you don't hear any negative stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Little Mike was man enough to come on there and kind of say, well, yeah, I had problems. And so that was good sportsmanship, too.
Yeah, that was good, you know. You know, I would tell you the truth about that, but, you know, hey, well, you know, yeah, it was good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
I don't see, okay, I got to the track, and I pulled up in my truck, my trailer, and before I can get the door unlocked, oh, I'm broke. Okay, well, Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
What was the deal with the picture, man, that you when you posted it out there? I'm like, everybody was trying to figure out who was the young lady on the picture.
Oh,
but then
that
I think
was,
he later came.
Oh, that was Lil Mike's wife.
Okay.
That was his wife. I mean, I asked her to take a picture because the young guy, his dad had came up to me and said he wanted to meet me. He was a big fan of mine, so I gave him a poster, and I gave Lil Mike's wife a poster, and she got in the picture. And, you know, we're just doing something fun, you know, trying to give back to the youngsters.
Okay, I got you.
You know? Okay. But, I mean, I smell a photo shoot coming on. I smell one coming on, Chris. And you know what? I'm hiring you to do it now.
Okay. Just let me know.
Okay. All right.
Just let me know.
And, yes, sir.
Everybody's kind of quiet tonight, man, on the phone. I think everybody's just listening. Kinda,
I'm trying to be nice tonight. I know a lot of people was kind of pissed off at me for using certain words last week for a spat and all this. But I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know we had that many sensitive races out there. But if you're listening, I apologize to all the big people out there for what I said. You know, Custom X does have a heart.
That's nice to know. But let me see if I can chime in Louisiana, man. I think they have a few Louisiana guys on. Anybody want to come on from Louisiana and kind of give us an update on what's going on, a project you got coming up, or something you're working on, or you want to express Christmas Carol or anything? I mean, we can open up the lines now for okay. I guess not. So over in Georgia, man, what kind of weather you all got over there? I know you more south of Florida, aren't you? Or are you in the middle
of
Georgia?
I'm like 40 miles away north of Valdosta, so it was probably like 69, 70 degrees here today. It was lovely, like the peak of the day, like 3 o'clock, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically all the tracks was shut down over there too, isn't it?
Yeah, everything shut down. You know, ain't nobody trying to do that. Everybody in the shop.
Okay.
Except me, I'm not. Yeah. Like I say, I'm waiting for February 23rd, and then I'm going in the shop for like a month, and then I'm coming out for the cup race.
Okay.
Yeah, what did Tim say he's going to call that race? They're going to just call it the race or what?
He just said for us now that I guess we're going to come up with a name to make it. I don't think they can use it, the name Manufacturers Cup.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll probably split the crowd, but I'm thinking people still going to end up going to, well, if I guess the people that's down in the Florida, you know, it's close to that track, probably don't go there, but everybody else probably don't go to Valdosta.
Right.
Because of the speed, because I've read on a few more websites where people were hollering about the distance and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes, too.
Yeah. I don't think that South Florida thing gonna work. I mean, the only time it's gonna work is what we went through the past weekend. That's the only spot with the good weather. So,
right.
You know, but trying to have that in the middle of summer, going out there at maybe 110, nah.
I ain't think about that either.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, you got to do the math on that. I mean, I'd rather deal with the Georgia weather than to go down to South Florida and have 10 more degrees put on top of that.
Right.
Yeah, so. I will say that I am going to make it to Twiggs, but I'm only going to do one North Carolina race. I'm going to do one Maryland race. My pit crew, they really want to go to Maryland, so we're going to go up there and show them guys some love up that way.
You'll attend one of their Mamrock races.
Yeah, I want to experience that. They say that track hook real good, so I want to experience that.
Okay.
But I am going to hold to my guns about running 51 like the beginning of the year. I really want to do that race. Win, lose, or draw, I want to run that race.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I know people say I talked a lot in 2012 and I didn't race. I don't see how they said that, but 13, we're going to come out the box racing, so.
Okay.
You know, well, I don't want to look, I don't want the little cycle bike awards. That don't mean nothing to me. Grudge racer, yeah, that don't mean nothing. I just want to race.
I understand that. Definitely understand that. I was hoping that Erica came on tonight, but everything that she didn't. I know because at Twig, we're doing a little old thing, what we call the, we're going to do the hand club shootout. And, of course, we're going to do a little 6-0 index, but I think the hand clutch shoot all going to be an interesting class. I think it would, it's going to show who has the talent, I guess, to work their left hand.
Yeah.
I know somebody
yeah.
had offered to put you on like a hand clutch. Like, I think it was Erica, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was running my bike, but yeah. I don't like get on anybody else's motorcycle. I like to have my own, so I don't know. I probably bring a little hand clutch. It's just a little friendly race. So.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, hopefully the weather holds tight.
Right. You're right. That sound like it seems like my only special lucky time is in March, man, because all the other times it rains, man. So.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something now. I know it'd be hot around the time you do it, but. You may want to get it kicked off an hour early or something.
Right.
But it seemed like the rain seemed like we had perfect weather up until like what, 3 or 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, then that the one cloud set over the track and that was it. Went down the road to Tweed, not the Tweed, but Reynolds, and it wasn't even raining.
Yeah. I know that J1000 is supposed to be running. I know it's been a various race talked about, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not. For many of you all know the guy, the Roaring Fool, I think him and Jerry Adams are about the same size. And I think they both own all motorbikes, so
yeah.
I'm thinking this race may take place, which I would love to see them battle out a heads up race, big man versus big man.
Yeah, I like the slip to say it, but yeah, big man versus big man, yeah.
Well, you know, I shouldn't even come out. Well, we just say 220, you know, guys telling it. And on another tip, too, man, I'm shocked that Tilsa hadn't been on tonight. He normally check in for a minute or two.
Who
is that?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's on, man. Let me, we just got a new caller here. Let me go and open up the mic, 6939. Hey, Mike, is
what's
open.
Up, man? Big J, what's up, man?
What's going on, Big J?
Not much.
Yeah, man. What you been getting into?
Not much, man. Trying to get ready for the 23rd, man. That's it.
Yeah, I understand this. Yeah. I think a lot of people are pretty quiet tonight, man. I don't know if Christmas holiday coming up, and everybody just kind of listening to the air. We got a full audience tonight. Everybody's just kind of quiet. But normally the first hour is quiet, and then that second hour is normally. Yeah, everybody gets kind of. And so, what are some of your plans after the February race, man? I know we talked about on this traveling stuff.
Yeah, we gonna. I got what he was racing. We're gonna go up there and do a heavy hitter up in Texas. But then, like I was saying, me and you, we need to get together and try to hit that Midwest.
Right.
Go out there, if I ain't even bringing a bike, just go up there and let you get some coverage, get some video of the fellas up there, try to show them some support coming down at our event, you know?
Right, yeah. We definitely make plans to attend some of those events.
Yeah.
I know the talk, I shouldn't say the talk, but because I'm a man, I've been kind of issuing out a few challenges to some Texas people over there. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this shape up on the 23rd. I know a lot of Texas guys are talking about coming over with bikes, and because I'm a man, it's kind of issuing a challenge out for them, so I'm sure they're going to hold up to their end.
Let's see if I can get him online. I'm going to but send him the number right quick. I don't know if he had a number.
Okay.
about you get.
One other thing too, man, you got anybody in the plane or anybody you bringing out next year with you? You just gonna be a one man show again next year? No, we got a all motor bike coming out. We're working it out right now, all the details out with it right now, but it should drop around the cup race.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, South Georgia Motorsports, man.
Right, okay. It's going to be a booster or 1,000?
It's going to be a booster.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a booster. You know, just an old street car booster, just something that can run against the caddy bike and all that.
Okay.
You know, because I'm tired of getting to the track trying to fight all the battles with one bike.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Man, I can't wait for 2018 to hit.
Hey, trust me, it's gonna be a show. It's gonna be a show.
Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, man? You still gonna put your brother on the bike, man?
Hey, I can't hardly hear you. My brother, I told the man on that post, man, he said he got to work that weekend. So, I mean, you know, he ain't going to be able to make it, but, you know, let's do this. Why don't y'all put somebody my weight on the bike?
I can't do that, man. I can't. It's too many changes for me to do to put somebody small on it. The way I got my bike set up to leave decent with me on it, if I put somebody else on it, damn, they kill me. And I'm not changing clutch settings and changing gear and all that.
Right.
But, you know, I ain't doing that.
Well, why don't y'all do this? Why don't y'all just vent with the pro mod bike that's going to give me one in the move? Just vent with him.
Nah, I ain't down for all that.
I
raise myself. I'm going to do all that.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you enjoy yourself just watching me beat him. Because all that put a fat man on my motorcycle and a big man on my motorcycle and race this person and that person. I feel like I don't need to do that, you know.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, give me the background of Brigade of Motorcycle.
No, I feel like you don't need to beg. I mean, let's don't start the new year off begging.
You beg, you racing the pro mile bike head up?
No, he said he was gonna give me that. I didn't ask for that. He said he would give me that.
I can respect that, dude.
I mean, but I'm gonna tell you, do you really think I should challenge a pro mile bike head up?
I don't know, man. I don't know what your bike runs. You got a grudge bike. If you would lighten the boards up, I can make a call on that. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, I mean
You know what your bike runs, so if you're willing to put some money up, it, you know, I know you ain't stupid. You ain't looking to give no money away. Put it like that.
Right. I mean, you know, so I think one in the break, I should leave out from over there with sevens on the slot machine. And you know what happened when you see that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What you think, Chris? You done saw that pro mod bike run. What you think?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, if it's my predictions, if it was running, well, if the race was, he ran to the 8 mile, then that would put the favor in yours. But for it now, being the quarter, it's going to really tell really who has the most horses probably within maybe 600, 700, 800 feet down to there. And then when those bikes really start working, so.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, normally those pro mod bikes are, you know, good for the to the first 600, 700, and then kind of, you know. So it's gonna be interesting. It'll be something fun, I guess, and something exciting for the crowd to see too.
Yeah.
We got one caller here. We're gonna go on and open up the line at this moment. 18-7. Your line is open.
Yes, sir. What's up, Jerry?
What up?
Jay still online, Big J?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Jerry, yeah, brother. What kind of race you were talking about with our bike? I mean, you talking about...
Head up. Me and you, head up.
Ain't no way I'm gonna beat up, but what would you do with the beard on that you want now?
What
would it take for you and Jared to get down?
I told him already, back time to break, end of a mile. He don't wanna give it to me.
You don't wanna run the quarter?
Hell no, I can't run it. Man, I'm 330 pounds. I'm three of him. I can't run a quarter mile. If he running a pro mile bike, I got no business running him in the eighth of a mile.
So you'll run me.
But I feel bad time to break, I'll take a chance.
What weight I got to weigh the
you gotta be 300 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
He told me your brother was 300 pounds?
Yeah, and myself.
When you said that, what I told you? If he's 300 pounds, you got action. I'm 330.
Yeah.
So I'm giving up 30 right there, right off the bat.
Yeah, I really don't want nobody that heavy sitting on my bike. They'll break my dog on fiberglass. I don't want nobody. No, BJ,
we're gonna play nice tonight. Now we're gonna play nice tonight. We ain't gonna go on all that. We're gonna leave that alone.
No, I'm saying they're gonna break my stuff. I mean, for real. Now, BJ, you know when you buy that stuff, it says you can only hold a certain amount of weight. You know that now.
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
You know that Beasley would not let nobody that big sit on that stuff. No. But no way you'll run the quarter. What would it take for you to run the quarter? What would it?
I'm not doing it, man.
Fiberglass is easy to be replaced. It sounds like the only way he's going to take that. Because if you put somebody on there, he can wait for 6 days.
That's it.
But the only thing we'll do is to
put somebody... You can't set me out far enough in a quarter mile for me to run you. I ain't doing that.
Okay, well, you put a 180-pound or 200-pound ride in there, and we'll give you the break for it.
If it wasn't a heavy-hitter race, I probably would do that because it'll take a lot to set my bike up for somebody else. But for that day, the focus is me riding my own bike that day. You know, me and Chris got plans to come out toward your way. I might do that at another time, but not this time, bro. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll be. So what you're telling me, BJ, is that really y'all ain't going to show no love to the small riders that weekend. That's what you're telling me. The only way I'm going to get a raise.
It's going to be splitting lightweight riders out.
Okay.
You're going to have your hands full down there. I can tell you that much now.
Oh, yeah,
indeed. I don't want no discrimination that weekend. I don't want no discrimination.
You're going to have your hands full.
They're going to be full.
Yeah, it's going to be full. Matter of fact, when you said we had two callers to come up, so we're going to go on and open up the line and see what these guys have to say. 7082. Your mic is
open. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
What's up?
Ain't nothing to it. I got a question, the guy that wanted to run, Big J, how heavy are you? I know Big J said you had to be 300. How close to 300 are you?
What's up,
man?
He's talking to my
house.
He's talking to Cuss and Cuss Brother.
Okay. Yeah, Cuss and Cuss Brother. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I don't know his name. I apologize.
Okay, I know you weren't talking to me, but I'm nowhere near 200, so, I mean, I'm 190.
You're 190 pounds? Okay. All right, Dan. Well, I guess that settled that down. And I thought you was a little heavier than that because I was like, "Did Jay might try you? Came close."
But I might not want to put it up, but I want to see that race with Big J and Jared in the eight.
That ain't gonna happen.
What? The back time to break?
Back time to break. Into my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Big J, let's do that to show, yeah, to show the crowd some. I give you, now that's my word, I give you the back tire and the brake on your motorcycle, 8 mile.
8 mile,
if you
want to
work. The only stipulation I want, the race got to be done before sundown, and I get lane choice.
That'll work.
I get lane choice. That's it.
I can do that. All right.
You know, so now I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Everybody listen to this radio. If Big J beats me, I will eat a raw catfish at the track.
Hey, you're on for that one, bro.
Hey, I'm trying to be nice. Big J told me to play nice tonight.
Hey, no,
I will have
a catfish in a bucket swimming around with an air raid of living waiting for him.
Man,
he's impossible. Hey, I want you to bite him right on the whisker, too.
Nah, bro.
Hey,
you got to eat
whiskers and everything.
Yeah, never mind. Count that, BJ. We just bet money.
Yeah, you better bet man.
Cause I know what you're going to do. You're gonna go by one of those factories and dip in that cesspool and get a catfish. No.
No, man. Uh-uh. He got my stomach hurting on that one, bro.
Yes, we got another caller here, guys. We're going to go and open up the mic. 3556, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, what's
going on, my friend?
How you doing tonight?
I'm trying to make it, my friend.
I hear you. I just want to clarify something. You asked to have the back tie and the kiss. I didn't tell you I was going to give you that. That's what you asked. I agreed to it, but you asked for that. But you told that other man not to be begging.
Okay,
that's
well.
That's what you asked for.
Everybody knows. Okay, well, I may have worded wrong, but... Since I got two races, your pro mod is going to give me the back tire and the move in the quarter, and I'm going to give Big J the back tire and the move in the eighth. And I think that would be a good challenge. I mean, we ain't got to break the bank. We just trying to have fun.
That's all we're doing. We're just having fun. But you know I had to call and give you some mess about that, don't you?
Well, hardy, hard, hard. You got your point across.
Thank you. That's all I need to do. That's it.
But I'm looking forward to coming to one of the biggest races of the year, February 23rd, the heavy hitter race. And I'm going to feel real out of place, but I'm coming anyway.
We're making people wait on you, man. And get you up to that weight, man. If you want to run in that clay.
No, none of that. No cheating.
Okay.
No imitation, heavy hitter.
Okay, no imitation. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Hey, Big J, you still online?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I mean, are you willing to race a girl on my bike?
She's still in 300
pounds.
I can't
get
that for you. She must be up to 300 pounds, man.
Wow, that's an insult. Don't ever ask
it. No, I'm just saying, man, because you know Big J probably not going to be able to run no.
So y'all actually want me to bring a 300-pound woman to the track? Come on.
Hey, I don't know how you roll, man. You might like that. I don't know.
Girls need love, too.
Wow.
Gone, big girl.
Man, wow, I can't believe this. Man,
hey,
yo,
hold on.
Yeah, good.
Hold on one second. I got to put it on mute. I'm dropping my uncle off. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
What kind of bike is this they want to race you with? This other bike?
Somebody run custom mix with?
Yeah. What kind of bike they trying to run you with?
Oh, this is... Flat slick boost.
It's a gas bike, I think. Right, Chris?
Yeah, it's a gas bike.
Yeah. I mean, but I want to do, since I'm going to have to go all out on that, I'd rather do that Pro Mod race first. You know, let's go ahead and get that out of the way because, you know, I think once I beat that Pro Mod, Big J going to throw his towel in. He's going to throw his towel in. I need to go ahead and do that.
And then you're going to throw the towel in if you don't beat me, right?
No, because I feel really, I feel like if you beat me by half a bike link or a bike link, I feel real good because I ran with you.
Well, you know what? You're right. You should because you're racing a Pro Mod, first of all. Number two,
yeah. You
know, you said last week we got the same motors. So only thing I got on you is a box.
No, look, I got a Booster, you got a GS.
Boosters are faster, I'm going to give you that. They'll tell you that all day long.
It's not on the internet about me, they say my bike is a turd.
Well, you know, I can't pay attention to what the internet say.
Yeah, because you know what that DTM power brain, though.
You know what, I can't pay attention, and don't you pay attention either. But what I'm telling you is only thing that sets our bike apart is that damn bar. And I'm giving you way more than what I shoot.
What
bar?
What you talking about?
The Willie bar.
Oh, the Willie bars. Oh, okay, the Willie bars. Okay.
Yeah, the Willie bars. Not to mention, I still probably outweigh you by at least. You said I know you don't weigh no 180 pounds.
No, I weigh, yeah. I mean,
180?
Why are you getting ready to think about the weight limit there? We're going to go on and open up one more line here while this guy's open up. 1948. Your mic is open.
Man, Saul, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Sure Shot.
Oh, hey, what's happening?
I can't call it. Go get that race off, man.
Oh, I am.
Wow.
He said ain't nothing from Kansas City fast. He going to find out come February 23rd.
I can't believe you had your five-hour energy to call in and pump you up.
I don't need that. And you know that. I don't need that.
but
it's okay for somebody to call and say something good about you, right?
I mean, I really don't have
anything good that can be said about CC?
I mean, I have my own family.
I mean,
I don't know
the man. You know, I don't know him other than that.
I don't either. I hear a lot about him. He's a popular figure on Cycle Bike, I see.
Who?
CC.
Yeah.
How did you get so popular?
Because
you got folks
saying
shake your zipper in your race or something like that?
You know what? I get out here and race, or at least I try to race. I mean, things may not go my way all the time. I lose, I blow up, I be right back out there. And I talk the talk, and I walk the walk. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of racers can't do that.
Right.
You know, I saw, I came out and I sought after cocaine. Cocaine beat me. I blew up. It doesn't matter. But I was back 2 weeks, and I got my revenge. See, revenge is sweet.
Was that a heads-up race or what? I mean, what was it? I didn't understand that.
No, that was a heads-up race. I just treated the mess out of him. That's all. And you know what?
I mean, that first race, what was that, a back tie, then the next round was heads-up or something like that?
Oh, no, that was heads up, but I blew up, so it couldn't be, you know.
The Daniel's first race, when y'all had a race set up where he gave you the back tie or something like that?
No, it was heads up, and if he beat me, then he was going to come back around and give me the move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give me
the back tie. I see that. I wasn't really understanding that. Then nobody was paying me what I was saying.
And the reason why... I didn't come back out there. It was on my
With Cousin Cut, you know,
That'd be me.
Let's see if we can leave the phone.
I said no.
That's on speakerphone. Okay, they came off.
No shit.
I really, I think you can mute everybody but me.
Well, this part, something.
I can't hear something.
Your mic,
I can't hear Chris, though.
I'm on Bluetooth.
Your mic
is open.
Let me try something real fast.
I'm going to chirp off and try to come back in, y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, that didn't sound good. Okay, we still got that tone.
No, it ain't good
to me.
Okay, now.
Hello?
Okay, we got it now.
Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
48. Your mic is open.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
All right, that's better. Is my brother still on?
Yeah.
1870
JB. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That must have been BJ. BJ, you still there?
I'm right here. I'm back.
Okay, I like the way you answered.
Okay,
it was
like
almost like y'all talking
to the TV.
That's Big Dirk.
I'm on Bluetooth. I'm on the road. I'm in my truck, man.
Okay.
Now it's gone.
Let me mute you for one second.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I believe that's what the problem was. Okay, I was saying Tackle Box and them was supposed to be down there too, so I don't know how you all gonna do that race over. Would you give them the opportunity to?
They're gonna be at what's it, Fat Tuesday State Capitol?
No, Monaco. Yeah, they're gonna be down in State Capitol.
So what's the name of that race? Is it? It's not Fat Tuesday. See, somebody came up to me in Bradenton with dreads, with an earring in his lip, and said he was going on at her. No, Chris, you probably know who I'm talking about. It was like a dark-skinned dude. He had dreads with like an earring in his lip, and said him and old boy that be going to race in Cecil. They gonna be doing one in Hub City.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's actually two races. The Fat Tuesday race in Hub City is February the 9th through the 11th or 12th. And the Mardi Gras race in State Capitol, which is Port Allen, Louisiana, is going to be February the 23rd.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. There is still official Fat Tuesday in Hattiesburg. But this is something that, we decided to do different down in State Capitol later on up in the month.
Okay. Now, I got another question. You know, I'm bringing the F-250. I'm bringing the enclosed trailer. I need a safe place to park, Caesar. I mean, look, I'm telling you, I will park it inside the hotel if I have to.
Right, I got you.
I need a safe place. I don't care if I go to the sheriff's office. I need a safe place.
Okay. Well, we put you in an undisclosed area with your bike, man.
Yes.
We'll definitely get that taken care of for you.
Yeah, I really want to roll in just like the president, like Obama. I mean, I need security.
Right, I got you.
I need security. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Serious. I mean,
because the track will be open on Friday night for testing and tuning, and also that Sunday will be open as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Come in
and test
that Friday.
A year. Yeah. And tell Tiger Box, if he say I'll bite so slow, they going to put the brakes he claim he can do and see if he can fix it.
Say what now? Say what?
Since he said that bike we got so slow and he could give us the move, it's so slow, tell him to give it to us. We'll race him too.
Yeah, he did come on Cycle Bike, everybody, and say our bike is so slow that he can give us the move. So, Tackle Box, I tell you what, I'll run Sinister head up that weekend, but it's got to be locked in. All the other little races with the Pro Mod and BJ, that can wait. I want you to get your kick back in front of everybody.
That'll work. I'm cool with that.
You know, Tackle Boss, you come on. I know you listening. You ain't been on this line since I beat you.
Since he had the favorite pants.
This is two races, actually. So you're saying that one race is with the cocaine bike, another race is with the sinister bike.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, since we was already in the water box in Caesar with the sinister bike, I will run him, long as it's the same bike, because I heard they're supposed to put the motor back on a booster.
Okay.
You know, and I know they're going to fly in HTP and fly in this one and Cecil and all them guys. I don't care. I don't care. But if Tackle Boss, if you listen tonight, just chime in. You and Ballhead Priceless, just chime in.
You also made mention that DTM, Dan will be in the house too, didn't you?
You know what? The only way I would fly Dan in, if I got a lock being big money race. Other than that,
okay.
I'm not gonna pay for a ticket and plus pay him to tune a bike that ain't gonna run nobody.
Okay.
Because that I feel like this that Big J race is gonna be hands down a win. That Pro Model race is gonna be a hands down a win. I don't need Dan there to beat them boys.
Okay.
Small prize.
Boy, he's off of confidence.
You know, Dan
He's gonna come down that much.
Ain't nobody
have a lot of
confidence,
though. They ain't
nothing
but tater tots.
I like that in it. They call themselves big, but to me that weekend, they ain't gonna be nothing but tater tots.
Well, you know what? I eat tater tots, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, let me start with some cheese on it.
Wow. Tater tots. I'm not bashing anybody tonight. I call the two biggest people on the line right now tater tots. I didn't say the whole potato. I said tater tots.
Man, I'm not arguing with you tonight, man. I ain't doing it, bro.
I called you a tater tot. How can you get... Wow.
I'm not getting no headache behind you tonight, bro. I ain't doing it.
Man, where are the Alabama guys at, man?
You got one on here now.
Okay, that's right there. Looks like on there. So what's going on over there in Alabama, right? Anything for the face of the track to close out over there, too, for the winter?
Right now, everything's shut down pretty much for the year, but down here, Lord, somebody mute their phone. Mute it. Somebody mute it.
Okay.
It ain't my phone now.
Everything sound clear to me.
Okay. It's starting to get real loud, but down here in Alabama, right next to Mobile, like maybe 30, 40 miles north of Mobile, they're opening up another 8-mile track. It used to be open 2 years back. It's in the city of Atmore, Alabama. They're gonna open it back up. They're gonna open it back up in February. So I'm gonna try to line up a little small event going this year, man.
Introduce everybody to the track again. They're resurfacing everything. It'll be completely brand new. So if you know a new spot for people to come down this Alabama track
And when is the grand opening again, you think?
Chris, I ain't got an exact date for you, but I want to say the second or third week in February, somewhere around your race, when they're going to open the track. If you ever passing through this way one day, just call me and I'll take you out there and let you look around. Might be a spot where you can have one of your events, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Got plenty of chairs out of room.
It's a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, that one ain't mine, dog. I'm in the house.
You just said something about if we ever passing through. So February the 22nd, when I'm passing through Mobile, you mean to tell me I can call you and you can come, you know, show me the way through?
Shoot, man, Mobile's a straight shot, man, to get to Louisiana. You come down 65 and get on IT.
Yeah, but I want you to show me. I want you to come to the exit and show me.
Man, you better punch them numbers in that GPS and click go.
Then you say you got a fishing boat. I want you to come show us.
Now I tell you what, now if you come early enough and it's warm, you know what I'm saying, it should be back warm in February. If you and your brother come down, I'll take y'all fishing. Now that's my word.
Man, they gave us that.
We'll go.
No, we ain't going in the fresh water. I go salt water. We ain't going to see no alligators. I don't like them either.
I will notify the Coast Guard that I'm out there because I know how you love to twist people off. No.
Yeah, but we definitely can go fishing, boy. It ain't no problem. But what I was saying was, if Chris coming through this way on the way to another tractor coming through Mobile, I wanted to show him our tractor after they got resurfaced to see if he could possibly, you know what I'm saying, think about throwing a race on our end, you know, one time, if he like it.
Yeah, somebody else was talking about that track, too, about another track. Well,
like
not another
location,
track, but I'm...
The location is great, Chris. It's right. You can see it from Interstate 65. It's got plenty of shit down room. They used to run the Promar cars out there back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I said, it's plenty of shit down, like custom cuts, so you ain't got to worry about flying off in the woods after you can't stop.
Okay.
Brand new surface tractor. And it's country style. Down in the country. Other than that,
okay.
Good track.
It's a little, yeah. I may just have to make the trip over there to check that out. What are you saying is down there by the Mobile area, man? That's okay.
Yeah, about 30, 40 miles north of Mobile, man, on 60, right off of 65. As a matter of fact, it's probably like 30 miles. It ain't far at all.
Okay. Well, that fishing excursion you're talking about, how far are you all going out in the water, man? Is that where you can't see nothing but water around you? Or is it...
I never do that.
That all depending on him, man, because when I go fishing, depending on if that, see, my little boat, I got a bay boat. I like to stay in the Mobile Bay with my boat. We can see the land. Now, if Dad will let me get his boat, I'll take the bar 10, 20 miles out.
Never mind. I mean, I like that. I just go ahead and pay for a charter. I like going 100, 200 miles out, you know.
Oh,
I go ahead and pay $500.
My boat ain't built for all that, Jerry. We go out there for it. We gonna have to radio the Coast Guard to come get our ass.
Live on the mountain. You going to another country?
I ain't lying.
You know,
might as well go to Cuba. Yeah, I can't go
but
I wouldn't try.
Ike, I need to ask you something. Your race team still put together? I mean, Stormtrooper, all them boys, they still together?
Ask a little bit louder, and he might press one for you.
I say
ask a little bit louder and he might press the one button for you.
Oh, man. I'm just asking because I ain't seen Stormtrooper since Tweed. I mean, since North Carolina.
Man, Stormtrooper, BMF, everything is just sitting still. It's Christmas time. That man chilling. You know his dad been real sick. Next year he'll be back.
Okay, I'm just wondering, you know, hey, I'm just asking about everybody.
You still got your BMF race now. If that's what you're hitting around now, yes, that's definitely on the table.
Well, who's going to ride the bike?
We'll figure that out when we get there. Either you're going to have a lightweight rider or either Sam's going to ride. It's going to be one of the two.
Well, I mean, you know, okay, well, y'all need to hire Richard or whoever.
No.
What's the name? Or one of them boys.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? The rider ain't really the important thing. It's actually the bike actually being there and working. If the bike works, it's a win. It's just I can ride the bike and beat you with it. And that's no
difference. No, you really can't. No, don't fool yourself. Anyway, you know, hey, I'm just asking a question. I mean, that's all.
Yeah. Sam said he want to ride his own stuff this year, and I'm itching to see him get on his own bikes and have some fun with it. So, hopefully he'll be able to race you with his own bike. But if not, you know what I'm saying, if he can't find nobody else to do it, I definitely – love to sit on it and go down the track with you.
Yeah, hey, that's what it is. Y'all going to try to show up at the Twigs race?
I don't know about the Twigs race, but I'm trying to talk him into making a Louisiana appearance. He said he can't really call it just yet, but I'm trying to get him to come down there and show some love to Chris and Big J.
Teddy
was going to come.
You know what, Chris, what kind of weather that's going to be that weekend? I mean, what, it's going to be like 65, 68, or 70, or what? What do you
think? Around that time of the year, it'd be in the 60s.
In
67, 70s, right over 70s during the day, something like that.
Okay,
nice weather.
Okay. So it's best to go ahead and get the rays off before nighttime.
No, it ain't going to be that bad. Louisiana's nice during that time of the year, man. It's just like down here.
Yep.
Okay, okay. I'm just...
In the nighttime, you would drop about 10, 15 degrees. That's about it.
Okay,
but with the way
okay.
the weather here, you know, you never know. So it may be warmer than that around that.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's yep. crazy down here, man. It's almost Christmas. I was outside today in some basketball shorts and a white beater.
Exactly.
You know, like 2 weeks from now, it might be 20 degrees. The weather real crazy down here.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, all right. All right.
I got on shorts and a T-shirt. No.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking about cutting the air conditioner on. It's the middle of December. That's crazy.
I started to say something, but I ain't going to say it.
No, this is 6:45 when your mic is open.
Possum Racing will be in Louisiana.
What up, big
Hold
dog?
Up.
Uh-oh.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Not much, buddy. You got my food ready?
You got it.
Look at Joanne coming here talking about eating.
I'm going to come down there and get my damn care package that's still sitting on your desk somewhere.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely going to be there, Nick. You know that.
All good. Well, stop through on I-10 to pick me up. We going.
Oh, I'm going to stop by your house because you said something about taking old boy fishing. I want to go, too.
Well, shit, let's ride. We got plenty of room.
Oh, boy, that is custom.
Oh, we're going to have plenty. It might be cramped, but there's going to be plenty of room on the way back.
Custom cut, I'll be there talking about throwing you overboard, bro.
Man,
oh,
you know what?
No, them braids make for good bait.
Well, y'all see
what
you want to, right?
We can make some good chum out of him, buddy.
I guarantee all y'all going to be on first 48, so just keep on.
You know what the fuck is saying, first 48.
Y'all all right. Yeah. Yeah, I want Caroline Mason over my body, doggone it.
Oh, man. We ain't gonna do you like that, brand new.
I'm
ain't
fucking
like
stupid.
That,
he said the first 48.
Y'all all right.
So we got another caller here, guys. We're gonna open up the line. 1119. Your mic is open.
Is me?
Oh,
what's going on,
man?
Hey, don't worry about who you think it is. And Custom X, Custom Z.
What's going on, like?
Mm-hmm. I'm a bust your ass this Saturday. You bring that blue boost out.
It's gonna be ready to be busted. We're
gonna.
See
I'm gonna
you
bust
do.
Your ass. I'm gonna drag that blue booster all the way to the tree.
Well, since you only a lip boxer.
No,
gonna
you don't want to vote. No, bumping.
You make sure. We're going to give you the right lane so you can put it on your camera. Make sure you put the video up the next time. Because you need to put it the next time when we pull your damn lip off and put it in our damn
can we lock that? Can we lock that in right now? Can we lock that in right now, Mr. Gum Bumper?
Yeah, we probably can, man.
We probably can or yeah. Oh,
the race. Don't worry about the race. Don't worry about
the
race.
Possum. Touching
her. Oh, the possum ain't touching
on you. The possum know the news. You know we crew, Alex. I love you, y'all. I'm still going to have to dig in your ass.
You're not locked, man. Yeah. Most likely when we going to make it, Sam.
What?
We coming. You got to
tell Alex, coming down.
We're locked.
Coming down with him.
Hey,
Alex, you coming
man,
down
with
me down
with a
man?
That was talking about coming down there. Motherfucker talking about the track with raggling and all that. But I told Dust, we're going to have fun. I need to have the fun, man. I need to go to old shit talking and laugh.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, we're going to see what's up. Hey, cousin ain't do nothing. Hey, you meet me at takeout.
Well, you know what? I did something you always wanted to do. I got no boys off the map. Since I beat Tag about, y'all ain't heard nothing from him.
No, they did. Somebody killed him.
Who killed him?
I'm talking about me.
Who killed him? Who killed Tag about?
That's what I'm trying to tell the world. That's what kind of shit we do. That's why we fall out all the time.
We're going to take Sam as time to unfold. Cool that damn dog shit out of
you. Going to what?
Take Sam as time to unfold. We're going to, hey, we unload the bike 10 miles from that ragged ass track and ride it there. Pass ass up and ride it back.
You got, what, 3 more days for you to make that happen. I'm going to cut Dusty's head off of the tree, and I'm going to pack the gas on his 330. Boo-boo.
Don't you ship 2 deals at the same time like you did last time, do you, say?
Hey, at least you admit that's the only way y'all busting my ass.
Hey, 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 Sam, tell the boys how he did you with AJ fight.
Oh, I got to tell the truth. He exactly what happened, because that damn shifter was messed up on the bike. I didn't think it was going to shift, so I went ahead and shifted.
Oh, excuse me.
It shifted
excuse
twice.
Excuse me.
You're the only one that wants to talk about excuses, Jared.
When he whooped that slick and slider bike. Wasn't that mother running good that night, though, Sam? Tell it, Sam.
But I bet you won't run that race back. Y'all been ducking that one. Y'all know y'all got away that one.
Now? But I tell you what we will do. We'll take Ric Flair and Howlin'. And if you pull that white bike out, we're going to Howlin' your ass again.
With what?
And if you take any storms out and let Ric Flair wiggle, that race can happen Saturday too.
Oh, my God.
I got Ric Flair covered. You just hold up on that one. I'll tell you what. You bring Ric Flair to Louisiana. And I'll put Ike Turner on Stormtrooper.
Uh-oh.
And we'll run over your ass.
That ain't going to happen, though.
Exactly.
I don't know if they're going to be able to make it, but.
Why can't you make it? All you got to do is load up in the back of my trailer while I'm on the way down.
And we work, Sam. We don't work for ourselves. We work for somebody else's wife.
Ellis is not going to travel.
You're right.
Hey, we'll travel as far as we can go.
Yeah.
But,
or until the beer runs out.
Sam, we'll do whatever we do. Hey, you know what race I'm trying to get? Hey, but look, if y'all boys are getting cocky now, we're going to put Flair out there. You know, Flair, the only one thing like me. They hard-headed. We'll get our ass whooped and go home.
Easy money.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, CC, you let Flair whittle, you got a race too.
Why everybody big? Man, I don't care about that. We're going to be on the street side too. Put Sam Cook on me then. Man, stop digging, man. You don't look good when you do that.
Hey, go on, Dave. Make it what you want, mate. But when you think we can hang? We want to do that damn race anyway.
The first Carolina race.
You ain't coming down.
Rockingham. Rockingham. Put it like that.
He was going to, what was that up in
Maryland?
Virginia, too, wasn't it? Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah, but is it before the Rockingham race?
He ain't going to Maryland.
No. I don't travel way more places than you.
Chris, huh? Hmm? He going to Maryland. He'll get his ass for what? Leave him down there.
Not by you.
Yeah, nah, how much you want? Hey, whatever.
Man, whatever, man. You couldn't even take care of Tackle Box. I had to do your job for you. I'm the cleanup man.
I couldn't take care of the guys
that
own the bike didn't go.
And you know what? Since I beat them, they ain't came on this line not one time to defend themselves because you know what? They're done.
I'm cool with that, but let me tell you what I'm going to do. I got my own motherfuckers in 14 that ain't going to be the same. Before
wait, hold on. First of all, don't even talk to me if you got a Kawasaki.
Why not?
Get out of here, man. I never let a Kawasaki beat me. Never.
Yeah,
first time for everything.
Wait, cousin, tell me this. Would you run a turbo 14?
If he give me a break.
This is a street car bike. Oh, my God. This is a street car 14.
Look, Chris, I'm going to tell you this right here. I cannot outrun a turbo bike.
Okay. Hey, I will. Hey, get a turbo bike. See me when I get mine together.
What do you think of that?
Because I ain't slow or going to be ignorant. My white boy told me, spend your money, take your time, and we're going to make a rhyme.
You know what? You sound straight crazy. My white boy told me, be your
that's
own
right.
man.
That white boy has a name.
Tell yourself.
If you ain't over 40 or white, fuck you. Nigga.
You sound crazy.
Right.
Sound crazy.
The younger people backed up.
Sound crazy. My white boy told me that I can outrun him. Tell yourself that.
Hey Jared, if you gotta know, Jeff and Alex. If you knew Jeff and Alex, you'd understand why he say that.
Exactly.
I'm filming his woman.
Hey,
I forgot.
Hey, what happened?
I'm on him, man.
Him fell out, and what happened? Everything got to hold. Ain't no racist. Fuck what you talking about. That's my motherfucking white boy.
Oh, hey, yeah. I'm
the man.
My boy is the baddest motherfucker out there.
He bad.
Yeah, I forgot.
I'm
not the one to come between your pimp and the prophet.
I tell you what, Mouth. We'll take Ric Flair on the hand, on the motherfucking street side and mash your ass.
You won't even show up at Louisiana to do that. You know what? You drunk. You don't know what you're talking about. You drunk. You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey. Alex Wood running that ring on the Tallamere.
Blame it on Frank. And the owner of Ric Flair, the Mr. Faceboard and the Mrs.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Since you're doing all this talking, why you didn't show up at the last grudge event with all that mouth? Tell me, you'll run me with a hand clip.
You've been sitting around listening, and everybody knows, everybody got the argument at Rockham. That was a misunderstanding over some bullshit. And everybody decided not to go. That's the only thing that stopped the show.
I guarantee you won't get nobody to fit with you on that race.
Somebody had their head upside down.
Hey, since you make a rhyme, we're going here and be stoned. We need 16 balls, nigga.
If you're going to run me with a hand clutch, we ain't got to wait until 2013.
No, it's not a hand clutch. It's a slider. It's a street tie.
I'm actually one of those.
Oh, a street tie with a slider through the quarter mile. Yeah, we can do that.
Head the fuck up. Fuck what you talking about.
Did you hear me ask anything?
Hey, you know the little dirty ass account you got? Every time I turn around, you like you to wipe the damn chin with the goddamn hole off the damn clutch. Fuck
well, you know what? That's the same thing I was going to say about you last time I saw you.
Hey, last time I saw you, your dreads was in place. And they was neat as hell.
Y'all giving props on the females I bought through the track. Come on now.
They was nice, dog. You talking about some real shit there. We talking about them bikes you talking about there. Your mechanic and a female and two different things.
Yeah, man. You talking about my mechanic. That's my man, That's my man. He don't want to get me to go down the track.
I feel that's exactly what I'm saying. We talking about my white boy. I feel like my white boy is the baddest motherfucker on the earth. Not the planet.
Well, I thought
to say
something.
Find one better than him.
Price is the tackle box, so they got the baddest white boys out there.
Cecil. Ask Cecil. Have you ever beat him? He going to tell you that main word. Hell no.
But, like, I got a question. So, the race you talking about with Possum, is that going to happen this weekend?
Yeah. We're going to ride a bike down there and tap Possum and head up.
Okay. He's lying. Have you even talked to Rick about that?
Hey, only thing that hurt my feelings is Jeff did both of them. So, Jeff, we did both of these, but we're going to kick Sam's ass.
A white builder's going to win.
A white builder going to win. But, hey, I'm telling you. Yeah, we ain't raping Sam, we betting with him. Because he's a bad man on that thing.
But you talked to Rick, have you even talked to Rick? I bet if you call Rick right now, he don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Look, Rick, hometown, where his mama lives, is 15 minutes from the track. Rick, drunk ass, go hunting every weekend. Man, don't worry about that, man. You getting your head busted this weekend.
Man, I'm going to be on Grudge Talk next Wednesday talking about how you ran from me. I ain't gonna bring you no more damn beer, Alex. You done. You cut off, buddy.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Sam, y'all coming to Louisiana?
Do what?
Y'all coming to Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm coming to Louisiana.
Y'all racing that I seen on Cycle Bike. Y'all racing Alex? The guy bike that burned up or something?
Talking about Alex Hughes.
If it's bike, I mean, we can. I ain't worried about that. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay. I'll be there too now.
Hey, do what?
Hey, on the real old custom. Don't never act like you don't know what we're going to do up there.
I didn't hear you.
Why you getting your little balls? Why you going hell on your balls? I got friends, too.
Ooh.
Hey, you going to get the game here.
All I want you to do is walk in the next room and look at who picture your son got up on that wall. It's me. That's who. Not you.
Hey, he got dust up there too, man. He got dust up there on Haterade. But you on that, though. You on that, though. I got to go in and say it.
Hey, Jared, I bet you if you let Dustin made a pass on Caesar, I bet you he beat your best time the first pass he rode it.
And you know what? I bet you'll lose because he'll never get on my bike.
Well, that's true. I understand that. But I'd be willing to put up some money.
Because then the truth would be out.
You know what? One thing about grudge racing, you don't always do your fastest time when you run somebody. So that's what y'all be looking for, a fast time. That's why y'all shake down all day.
Cuss. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
You know, if you want Sam Cook, the same dude old Charlie Murphy.
Well, tell the same dude to get in contact with me.
Don't need to. You get your ass out of what you're going to be.
Y'all had like, you know what? Y'all had like Teasley and Gasson and all them boys can't get beat. I don't care if they turn a better time than me. It's all about the time I turn when I beat you in the grudge race.
Now, you're right about that.
Because you know what? One thing about it, when they turn their fastest time, they're going down
everybody
the track
lose.
By themselves.
Everybody lose. Hey, just when they time.
I can tell you this right here. When I
beat
cocaine, I turned
the
Pro Mod time.
Hey, Jared, are the bars coming with the old season?
It was a mechanic built. It wasn't no real damn Pro Mod. Them boys with my old bike.
I don't even roll with them cats. I don't know what they're doing with that bike. They on their own.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know if you were bringing. I was just trying to see if he's going to have a street top bike down there for him because I had a race for him.
Nah, I don't know what's going on.
Charlie Murphy, that bike there. I haven't heard him mention, I think something about. Is that a nitrous bike or a motorbike?
I ain't going to tell.
Okay. Yeah.
But that motherfucker going to run the world. Okay. It's going to run the world. Hey, Chris,
uh-huh.
I ain't being funny towards you, but we're running all Texas.
Okay.
Thank you.
I ain't going to kill you.
Hey, we coming to run. But
we're
what I'm trying to say is,
so he can get you a raise.
We're going to go ahead and take this street tie, 1,000, and beat the damn dog shit out of
you. You know what, Chris? You know what, personally, between me and you, I guarantee you Alex won't come over there. We got $20 bet. I bet you $20 he won't show up.
You a damn liar.
I guarantee you won't show up. So I'm going to draw on you. I'm going to draw on you time you get out the truck.
Motherfucker, you going to draw first.
And the only thing you're going to ask me to do, oh, will you please sign my son an autograph poster again?
Damn, Alex, you going to take that?
It is what it is. Hey, everybody got their own feelings, own emotions.
Yeah. I can bribe you with a Bud Light.
I'm drinking now.
Yeah.
If you ain't drinking, you ain't thinking.
You a sucker for a pill.
Mm-hmm.
So what you saying, cuz you gonna be able to get some information out of what a pill?
Yeah, that's it. He ain't nothing but a beer drinking prostitute.
Oh.
I'm tell you what,
come on,
man.
Gonna
that's do. When we see him, the next time I see him, I'm going to go over there with my umbrella and give it to him and say, thank you, man. He got business.
Better watch it.
And you know what?
You better watch it, Jerry. You're going to take that shirt off and rub your head on his belly.
You know what? If he do that, I'll cut my hair off.
Oh, God.
Well, your head rub.
Hold him down.
You think
I'm mad? Hey, and you know what I'm saying? The soul mothers do hang around beautiful women. You can't knock that part of them. The custom B side is correct. If race side, I don't know what the fuck you're going to
do. Oh, okay.
But you scare them white boys, and I like that.
I know you ain't going to show up. I know you ain't gonna show up because you had an opportunity to knock off Tackle Box, the prices. And you left me hanging at the track.
Man, I told you, man, we all fell out. Sam.
Yeah.
So how you gonna sit on here and know? Being there,
wow.
Everybody fall out at Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Really fall out. Some bullshit. But that's what happened. And that's over with, man.
This is what I want to ask y'all. I have got rid of Tackle Box and Priceless. They don't even call in no more because they're afraid of me.
They're far from afraid of you, buddy.
And you know what? And you know what, buddy? You was the main one that thought I got in a race that I couldn't handle. I knew that was J-Damn. I don't care nothing about that.
Man. Hey, look.
I don't
believe
that,
J-Damn. Don't
care about that.
No,
just like BMF, I run past that too.
No, you won't.
Bring it in.
I don't even talk about that race no more because you ain't gonna do it. You'll get broken
okay, well,
in the ball.
I tell you what, you know I honor my lock in. Let's lock it in for that day then. You know I pay off. And we ain't got to put no money up.
We ain't got no light riding though.
Then we ain't got to wait till February either.
I mean, with dog, look, I'm not doing no racing to a doggone Louisiana. So let's lock in. I have my mechanic there. And we'll do it.
Who the guy with the budget?
Hey, James, this quarter mile ain't my track.
This quarter mile.
Quarter mile. I don't care.
Now, look, Pops, I'm telling you, if you say you locked in the race now, it's locked in, dog.
No, it's too far away to lock in.
We can talk offline, man.
Okay, we'll talk offline. Y'all call me.
But I will say this. You can get that race.
Okay, well, I mean, let's do it. Call me.
Cut. And Sam. You already know that, Sam. We got the bump.
What?
You up on us?
You better call Jeremy Teasley.
And
you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. Down there in Central, in Bad Austin, he was watching me beat cocaine.
Custom Cuts, if you can't get past BML, we're gonna roll Stormtroop up in the box and see if he can beat you one time.
Look, lock the race in. Just call me, when it's all over and lock this race in.
Look, man. See, the thing is, y'all got it all twisted. See, the thing is about BMF, and everybody keeps saying, if the bike act right. Even on its worst pass, I ain't worried about it going down the track beside you, buddy.
Yeah.
The crazy pass and the fast pass ain't but a tenth and a half difference, so I ain't worried about it. We can do that race. And I tell you I'll take another one for you. If you make the race right, I'll sit on the damn thing.
No, I'm giving you a chance. Go call Jeremy Teasley or Richard and put them on there.
I don't need to call them.
I'm not giving nobody nothing. You say you got a fast booster, put your black man on it and run against me.
We don't need to call no damn body. We ain't worried about you or your goddamn house.
Thank you.
look here, man.
You've been talking for a whole year. Ain't there a video out there where you saw BMF take off, your eyes were real big, stand up on the hill up there rocking him? Oh, yeah, you saw it.
Man, we're talking about 2013.
And the DTM would let you sit on that pro mod. The same thing would have been happening, you just like did Ron Picopio.
Hey, what they did with that pro mod. They took that damn tray handlebar motherfucker and put it up. Damn, now what that
mean? And that was the 1,000. That wasn't even the booster.
Y'all talking real crazy.
If you can't get by Stormtrooper, you ain't chance to get by BMF.
Well, first of all, that wasn't my bike. And I wasn't on
you
that bike. Hold on. First of all, y'all ain't never beat me.
If you go back and play, you're right. You're right.
If we go back,
they got some of your money, though.
Hey, Sam, they push his ass in the corner and roll out of school. You teach the school. You know what I mean? When you whoop what they went and got, you think they're going to bring a floor bike out and race? They bought a battle rider, a way better rider, and a way better bike. That man is my crew. Because I've been talking shit. Because we'd have beat the goddamn hell out of them. We would have beat the super duper dog shit out of you that fast. But we passed it all day long until the tire spin.
You know, and I'm going to tell you all this right here. Pacifico or Procopio, he can't ride no better than me.
Shit. You a damn liar.
Whatever. I know he is on a pro mod, but not in the
running.
I want you to be real about it. When y'all drawed on me, he was making a shakedown on the bike. I wasn't on the bike.
Why didn't you get on the bike to do the race?
There you go.
I talked to you, Builder.
Tell the truth, buddy.
You're exactly right. You talked to him, and you know what? It was Ronnie's time to ride the motorcycle. I had my 2 times on it. He rode it his time, and guess who turned the fastest time? That was his first time on the bike. I had one pass on the bike. He had one pass on the bike. Guess who turned the fastest time?
You do the math on it.
Seems like the one who would bet the money would have had the best ride on now. Somebody didn't have the money. That's how my team rolled. If I got paid a cost to be the boss. So we got paid your money that day? Yeah, and every other day too.
Sam.
Every other day too.
Sam. What? Damn. What?
What, man? You act like you're in the game.
I didn't know you good. I thought it unmuted. Cousin, he had a damn brain lapse, man. Them dreads was doing too tight. Man, Ronnie Bride better than you. And your mechanic fuck with him more than you. Just let it go. Just like me. Everybody know I pay the money and I get drunk. But my son Ride is just a mechanic.
So hey, you don't give a fuck. You don't fuck around. You fuck straight up
and down.
I
don't give a fuck. Yeah, Dago, I ain't tell that part. But, hey, I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down. I ain't tell that part. But my crew know what it is. But look.
Man, good grace. Is there a point to this?
That's him. You would have.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you, we're going to pull your hair.
Oh, man, come on, man. You keep talking about. Why you keep talking about my hair? Man, look here. Grow enough balls to come
you
to my backyard and run
me
like Tackle Box them. Tackle Box them came to my backyard and ran me and they got beat.
Look, man, look, dog.
Yeah, we came in your backyard too.
No, the track didn't close. My man didn't play extra to keep the track open.
If y'all would have came out 2 minutes.
My man
didn't
pay to keep the track open.
Man, whatever. Okay,
man.
All right.
That dude drove 700 miles. You didn't think he wanted to race you?
It ain't smart to argue with a fool because listeners can't tell which is which. So y'all can take turns, please.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to argue with y'all. The only thing I can wait for is 2013. I'll be in Louisiana. Y'all show up with either bike and y'all got to run. But don't show up with no fat. Don't show up with no fat man talking like, give me this.
Hey, Nick, at least I got gas money if I come down.
There you go, talking about fat.
Yeah, there you go.
But did not say about old diet hell. And you get
look, look here, if you drink beer every day and sit in front of TV
yeah.
And get your feet up, it is what it is. Hey, read the back of the can. Hey, next time you drink a beer, read the back of the can and see what it say. If you drink this, you will become
what?
What
is it? If you drink this, you do what you do. And make you your son and kick somebody's ass. So you the motherfucker, we gonna kick ass. What's up, nigga?
Okay.
I don't have to do
matter
nothing.
Fact, I'll make it work for you.
All I have
I'll
to
put
do,
dust. I'll take ready. Dusty down to Louisiana to get across your ass.
Hey,
how about that?
Okay. Well, why don't you do that?
All I have to do is let my ride ride.
Mr. Master Plan.
I like the plan.
Hey, why don't you do
that?
Bring put dust on it. Yeah.
You heard it, Alex.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and join up. Y'all go ahead and join up.
Hey, Dusty used to ride DMF, so it ain't nothing for him to ride.
Hey, it don't matter. That's what I'm saying. Y'all go ahead and join up, join forces, big belly to big belly, and come down here and race me.
We already forces. We race with each other and
we
race each other.
We in forces down here, fool.
Fool.
Huh?
Long hair.
Custom paper.
go ahead and put Dustin on your team and come on down.
Hey, Custom Sheets. Custom Paint.
He got a Possum Racing shirt.
Hey, Custom
Paint.
Yeah,
a Possum Racing shirt. Okay.
Man,
yeah.
Look, Custom Paint. We're going to see your ass if the money right.
Yeah, it's 100 ways.
I'm going to call Travis tomorrow.
And what are you supposed to do?
No, we don't give a fuck about your bike. We didn't see you, man. And
man.
I'm going to tell you, them goddamn white boys and that damn ATV bike, you can sell all the tickets you want with them clowns. We don't give a fuck about them. Man, look, we were at the track getting drunk. I was getting drunk. And they said, you mild motherfucker. We got AT bike, P bike over there. I said, I got a J&M Motorsport bike over there. We'll do this next. we'll do this next. I had to go over there and see talk my crew, because I know we had a budget bite, and they had an outlandish bite. But by the time Dust knocked that 003 down, and we throw the peace sign up at them, we ain't beat about it. But it was a close race. It was about 17 bites. It was close.
17 bites.
It was close, about 17 bites. You know what they said
well,
then? What in
yeah.
the fuck is he doing?
So Alex, why can't we go to one of these races and everybody have their mechanic with them, and let's put tuna against tuna. Tuna against tuna. Put their best package out there on the track. Put their best package out there on the track.
I know.
Wait, hold on. Hey, look, he don't got to be better than your white boy. He just got to be better than your white boy on that pass. That's it. That's it.
When we gonna say that?
Why don't we do it at My Rock? The first My Rock race. Why don't we do it there?
Your ass ain't coming to My Rock.
Man, don't tell me. Hold on. Don't tell me what my mechanic is going to call.
You ain't coming.
Okay, Possum, how many times I was in North Carolina this year? Twice?
They said you wasn't coming back.
Come on,
and what'd
now.
What'd you do?
Come on now.
What did you do both times? What did you do both times you came
Wait, first of all, Dre Day Racing, they bike tore up
what
in the burnout. Come on now.
What did
they
you do
tried,
both
tried,
times?
Wait, hold on. They tried to fight me out of North Carolina the first time. The second time, my bike broke.
No, hey,
come on now.
Fight, man.
Hey, man,
bike,
come on, man. Not the first race. Y'all trying to tell me I drove 8 hours just to sit up there and look at y'all? Come on, man. I came up there to race.
Okay.
That's what you just told me.
Time out. What did Nick just say about me coming to Twigs that night? I didn't drive all the way to Twigs.
He just told me the same thing.
Hold on. When my bike did crank up, I turned. What you got in your hand? You got the lock in.
You handled your business, dog. Ain't nobody
never
disputed. Tyree jumped off mine and tried to fix yours.
Okay, well, I mean, why y'all complaining? If y'all got paid, it shouldn't be nothing said about that.
We're going to whoop your ass. That was the thing. We wanted to beat you down the track, not take your money for free. But you know what? I honored my part of the deal. But y'all can't say I got in the burnout and made my bike not crank.
Come on now. I was trying to get it going. I mean, things happen.
You got the clutch off and said the blue of the bike on the crank. But look, for real, this is what happened this weekend. I'm tearing Sam ass up on a true hand crank bike, and we're going to ride to the track.
Oh, man, come on, man. You've been drinking too much. That's the one thing that's killing this sport, the alcoholics around the track. Alex, look here. For 2013,
Sam,
I want you to sober up. We're going to have an intervention for Alex in Louisiana.
Sam,
Alex.
Sam.
Yeah, buddy.
For real.
And when we run you with us on that Drew Hand Clutch bike.
Do what?
Man, you running
can't
one man.
Not a Drew Hand Clutch bike.
You running one man.
I can't.
Oh, you can't hear nothing?
I can't hear you, buddy.
Can Dust ride a Drew Hand Clutch bike?
Woo! Make a motherfucker want to pull a cover off and check for a slider.
They want to check every bike he rides and say he got a slide in.
Yeah, they need a rider. That's why he's sucking up to you.
No, they ain't, man. We all cool, man. We always been together. But we will run each other because we don't give a damn. And
they short a rider. That's why they're sucking up to you.
We run each other. It ain't no hard feeling.
Hey, did you hear me, Alex? They short a rider. That's why they sucking up to you.
No, they ain't, man.
No, it ain't like that.
We all roll like that, man.
Y'all think news don't travel down south. We know what the deal is. Y'all short a rider. That's why y'all sucking up to Alex.
You're sadly mistaken, brother.
Yeah, go tell that to somebody else. Look, Alex, you done joined forces with Possum, so now you're the enemy.
Me and Sam.
I guess you ain't seen his shirt, have you?
He
got a long way to catch up, don't he, Alex?
He do.
Yeah, I got a long way. Right.
Racing, man. But
you're right.
We always roll together. Always have. All of us roll together.
Yeah, y'all roll together. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Go ahead.
One
big camp. Alcoholic and a hater.
See?
Perfect combination.
Well, I got to be a hater.
An alcoholic and a hater. Perfect combination.
Yeah, undercover.
Hey, I ain't got no reason to be no hater.
And you know the followers.
I don't give a damn. But look,
I smell
pig. Drunk as I want to. My son ride the bike. So that's who you better be. And you better call ATP or whoever the fuck you think can beat him and tell him to beat him.
You know, since y'all joining forces, I'm out to join up with Taco Bar.
We're not joining forces, you dummy.
You know what?
I thought we've been,
since y'all joining.
Did you hear us with the race we arguing about Saturday? Jeff built both bikes. So what the fuck that did you, John?
If Ben
built a bike for us, what would you say?
What?
Well, we don't need to say it. Let me go and see that part. But what would you say?
I've seen that damn man line both of us up.
I don't know about that. I know Bud Light ain't going to be in Louisiana, so.
He might. I got a couple of buddies down there that told me bring my fat black ass down there. And if things work out, I just like to be there. Just out of school. So all we got to do is get my pocket to go. So, and all the hard shit gone. We on the easy part now. My pocket said we can go, dog. That's one of the good shit. So it's February what?
23rd.
23rd? Yeah, tax season. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, I would love to stay on the phone, but Custom X, I got some work to do out here with Caesar, so I will talk to y'all next week. And,
you ain't going to do nothing, okay.
To everybody who tuned in tonight, I appreciate you listening to the radio station, and to all my big brothers out there, continue eating and getting high cholesterol, and I'll talk to you next week.
I'm going to get you next
week.
Hey,
you ain't got wrong with that, boy.
He ain't got nothing to do but like it. He don't like fat motherfuckers. But he always wants something to say. Like I told him. Sam.
You know
what it is. You know what it is, Faraday. Head the fuck up.
Just head the fuck up. I won't run you the fuck over.
Alright.
Just have my money ready.
Alright.
It ain't hard. I'm going to hear you on Friday say, Sam, I'm sorry, man. The boys don't want to go.
Rick, and Claude.
You need to talk to Daddy and make sure he's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to make sure Daddy's coming.
I'm going.
Hey, Possum.
If I go away, he goes. You ain't going to go.
I got a race here. What about Big J versus Possum whenever you come down here in Louisiana, one for fun?
Who you say?
Okay.
Big J versus the Possum.
Is he still on the phone?
Who?
Come on, yeah, I'm still on. Yeah, Big J is still on.
I'll run over his fat ass.
Big J versus the Possum.
Wait. But first, he going to have to
Big
feed
J
me.
Real
he ain't fucking me first. He ain't giving me
fight?
The shit before I get on that bike.
Big J is real big, though, man. And Big J be like trying to ass. I've seen his ass on the video.
He definitely is not a little dude.
No, Big J having his thing, man.
Guys, we got a last minute call to pop in here. We're going to go on and open up the line because we got about 5 more minutes left. 5-2-4-4. Your mic is open.
25 to 41
5244
Your line is open.
Alex, what's up, homeboy?
What's going on, man?
What's going on with you, man? Everybody here in a couple of days.
Yeah. Hey, we've been trying to race.
What you say, bro?
Hey, and we don't do the street race with nobody who wants to win the race. We
Hey, you going to go down and check out that Totalsville track?
Huh?
You going to go down and check out Totalsville?
Who will?
Totalsville, what they talking about on Fuzzy Bucks.
What day is that?
Huh?
What day is that on?
They be out there on Sundays, I think. Saturdays and Sundays.
How many people trying to go to that?
I don't know. I guess they're trying to get some people to come. There be some people out there, though. I've been out there a couple of times.
Hey, I got one question.
Who? Oh yeah, that race. It just like the streets, but it just you ain't got to worry about the police. Mm-hmm. It's the track.
I'm
you start off concrete, then it turn to blacktop.
I don't care nothing about none of that. All I'm telling you is, if we can come down there and get a run, we say, damn, what we were gonna do, and we'll come to that.
Yeah, you're going to get a run. You're guaranteed to get a run out of there.
You going to be out there?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there.
Look, y'all.
How Saturday, ain't it?
Huh?
Don't they got Harold Saturday, too? Ain't Harold doing something Saturday?
Yeah, Harold. That's what we were talking about going through Saturday.
Yeah, Harold. Yeah. I'm we're going to go come check that out. And Sunday, we're going to probably go over to Totalsville.
All right, so which one is closest to me? I'm coming from Chapel Hill.
Harold's the closest.
Harold's the closest.
Yeah.
So, what we going to do?
Whatever. We can shake something down, Nate.
Hey. Because I'm coming.
Come on.
We're ready to do something this weekend now. We're ready to get back in the game and have a good time.
Man, you probably got back with me about my oil pan, man.
Hey, I'll call you back. Motherfucker stole my battery to my goddamn phone, man. Damn, I've been over one. It's just ain't got now. I had to call Samsung.
Damn.
I'm serious. I'm
bad, bro.
I'll tell you the whole story when I talk to you.
It ain't a pretty story
so,
either.
We're trying to run. Everybody love it. Life is great. So what the hell we going to do? If anybody brain ass, just tell me. I'll bring handcuffs dust and we'll make it happen. Because anybody think they got a clutch hand better than that boy, show me. He's a bad motherfucker, but he did that motherfucking Jeff the tune. With them two, just go ahead and tell me I'll let everything I got go back. Because I'm going to lose the payment. Believe.
And you say you're going to bet the house on them, Alex?
Anytime they roll. Anytime. And we need to push the tree, we push it. If we don't, we don't. I mean.
Oh. Sound like that's a challenge there.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Chris.
Right. Hello?
Hey, Chris, this is Ike. I was going to tell you, man, I'm going to get off to them. Hope everybody have a happy holidays. Everybody be careful out there, man. Make sure y'all don't drink and drive because them high boys are out in the road.
Yeah,
I hope everybody have a good holiday, man. Hope for Santa Claus, a bunch of kids, everything they had for, bro.
Okay.
Same.
Is Jared still on the line?
No, there it go.
Damn, I couldn't do it no more. Nick, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Man, I can't do Jared like that, man. I can't. So, somebody give him a call and go ahead and warn him. Do not go fishing with Ike Turner. it wouldn't have worked out too good for him. I just, you know.
Man, I ain't going to throw that man overboard, man. Hey, Big J coming to go fishing with me. He's supposed to be coming to go hunting with me here in a few weeks, man.
Yep.
I ain't going to do him like that, man.
You going to take Big J snipe hunting?
Oh, hey, I want Custom Cuss to go hunting with us.
Oh, God. You can wake up with a condom in his butt when he tells somebody.
Hey, Big J, man, we can't be acting like that, man. I got a newborn. Y'all boy going to have me locked up.
Big Bubba. They don't call him Big J.
Hey,
Big Bubba.
Tell him some bread stood up. I thought it was a buck.
And he was wearing his orange safety vest.
He's going to get up next
y'all
week.
Boy. Y'all ain't right, man. Jared gonna get us all back from that one down.
Trevor said
the braids threw it up. I thought he was a book. Now that's terrible.
I seen his eyes in some of the videos like a deer caught in the headlights.
Oh boy. But Sam, honestly, man, you need to go on Lil Dusty up and bring him on down here. It's time to go and show Jared, man. It's been long enough. It's time to start playing for real, though. I hate to do him like that, but he hard headed, and you know, Mama say hard head make a soft ass. So might who are go ahead and show him.
I'll bring the baby powder and the Pampers.
Yeah, folks.
Well, with your job, we gonna end because we just ran over time, but like I just want to wish everybody a happy Christmas, and I guess we'll be back on next week before I wish you a new year. So, with that being said, we're going to conclude tonight. Destiny, and we'll revene back next week.
All right.
Later, fellas.
Guys, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.